tonight, but however, about a week before the launch, as most of you know, I caught the measles.
Charlie Duke is telling us how Apollo 13 went.
The NASA doctors were stunned. I mean, kids get the measles, not astronauts. And so I've reported to, forgot the guy's name now, but the doc, I said, I'm really sick. And I was broken out, and they said, well, it looks like you got the measles. So they checked me out, and sure enough, I did. And I had exposed everybody to the measles in the whole crew, backup and prime crew. And the idea, those of you who are not astronauts, sir, and understand that back in Apollo days, we had prime crew and backup crew. And the backup crew was supposed to jump in and take their place of the prime crew if they got sick or they had an accident or crashed, whatever. So we would take their place. Well, now I'm sick. And so, and Mattingly had never had the measles, so they took him off. And Lovell was given the opportunity to decide whether they would go or not with a week's training or whatever it turned out to be. Well, sure enough, they did launch on schedule. We did launch on schedule, and I think by this time I was home in bed, right? So, yeah. So I didn't actually see Apollo 13 lift off except on the TV. I was still sick. So they put Jack Swigert in that I had trained with, and sure enough, after a week, which shows the continuity and the training that we all had. What we could substitute some guy a week before and still make a crew. I think that was remarkable.